Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we do have some breaking news in Major League Baseball. Jeff Passan of ESPN reporting. 8 more players and 2 coaches with the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19 as an outbreak has spread throughout their clubhouse and brought the total cases in recent days to at least 14. Also, their home opener tonight against Baltimore has been canceled. They remain in Philadelphia and will undergo testing. So, right. Marlins,
get your stable
done.
Ready.
Well,
your secondary team's ready.
This is the big fear of Major League Baseball, and this is the fear of not having the bubble, you know? And this is what everybody was cautioning with football and baseball, is that if you don't have a bubble, what's going to happen? And this is the first. We have a home opener canceled, and they're staying in Philly, and, you know, we'll see kind of what happens with now everybody, all eyes are kind of on the Philadelphia Phillies, too, who they were playing just yesterday.
Yeah.
So 14 cases with the Miami Marlins canceling their game today.
I don't think the league's going to shut it down at all. I think they've spent too much time to be able to do that. So I don't foresee that. But if it does, I mean, so be it. I mean, isn't this what you have your contingency plans are? If Major League Baseball doesn't have a contingency plan, that's why they had 60 guys on that active on the outside or whatever you want to call. What did they call their secondary teams?
It is the taxi squad.
Thank you. Their taxi group. As Danny DeVito is going to be one of the group from Taxi.
That's right.
Right. So, yeah, have the guys ready. I mean, even if they couldn't even field a group, whatever, if Miami, and now officially they have canceled that, like you said, they canceled their opener. Why wouldn't they have their taxi squad just ready to go? Just hey, head on in there, start going, because the rest of them aren't even traveling.
Well,
I don't know.
Because they are all in Philadelphia still.
Even the taxi squad travels with them?
Yeah. Well,
all
I mean,
60?
The
wow, I didn't know that.
The essential team members, so everybody that they deem as high-ranking officials. So you do have a squad, right? If not everybody traveled with them up to Philly, they don't have anybody to manage or coach or anything, because all of those guys are obviously in Philadelphia still. So that therein lies the issue is now are you going to have to leave behind like one of your high-ranking coaches
to
stick around and just in case when you go on the road you have to be stuck in the other city?
Well, also the reporting comes that the Marlins were in the Phillies visiting clubhouse, which happens to be where the Yankees are supposed to be today if the game goes forward. So what does that mean? Cleaning, all these other things and protocols go into place. Let's see what Major League Baseball is going to do moving forward and how they have their quote-unquote disaster plan ready or contingency plans built in.
Yeah, this is something that, as you pointed out at the very beginning, look, baseball knew that something like this was going to happen. But this is when the fallout, you just kind of go, all right, how much can they contain it to just the Marlins? How long will this go? And then hopefully it doesn't go to the Phillies, or you said, even the Yankees, who are going to be in the same clubhouse coming up. And Buck, you made a great point of what Don Mattingly was saying just last week about the Marlins.
Yeah, so I guess they had one of their scrimmages last week had a weather delay, and there was this, not footage, but as the cameras were just kind of sitting around waiting, a bunch of players and coaches were all kind of jam-packed in a tight space in the dugout, and Mattingly said afterwards it was a social distancing nightmare. We didn't have the space to keep people apart because we didn't have enough covering outside of the elements, and who knows if that contributed to it or not, but he was lamenting that was an issue.
All right.
At one of their practices, they did that?
One of their scrimmages last week.
One of their summer camp games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But nobody knows what they're going to have to do in this tracing of what's going to be and where it came from or how it happened or do what we going to get that? Well, an outbreak happens.
Yeah.
Like anything, somebody has to come in and have to been outside or have been around something, been exposed somewhere, some way. Are these guys in their hotels? Where is it happening? Where is it coming from?
It kind of sounds like it started with their pitching rotation, you know? I mean, that is where it kind of, because they had four guys out, mm-hmm. right? And that's kind of where it all starts. Like, did you see what the Royals had to do yesterday? The Royals had to start a reliever because they had four pitchers in there, or they had three is what they said. So a few would be three, a few positive tests in their pitching rotation. So they had to throw out a reliever.
See, what's amazing to me is that a league like the Korean League and some of all the European soccers, everything that's going on, didn't have any of this kind of stuff. Did they report or did they not report? Are they testing like they are testing here and doing these 3 to 4 to 5 tests and everything like this to within 24 hours over and over and over, constant reporting? Or is just Major League Baseball doing it? I mean, and all these testing, the way it's happening in Major League Baseball, are they just reporting it and others aren't?
Well, they weren't going with, they didn't bring back their sports as cases were on the rise in their countries, right?
They've been playing like in Europe earlier than baseball
but
was.
But it was dropping down before they were bringing, their cases were going down before they brought their sports back.
Oh, you know? I understand that, but they're not in a bubble. None of them are in a bubble.
Yeah, I know. But the point being, you know, their countries had them under control a lot more than the cases a lot more under control than what we have here. And in Korea, like we talked about this, where one of the American players was talking about how, like, hey, if you test positive, like, they will track you down over there. Not the league, the country. You know, so,
and do what with you?
Well, just
you act like they're going to put you in.
Remember, there was that nightclub,
some COVID camp.
Well, no, what
you're
they do is
to the COVID camp.
They put you in quarantine and sure you quarantine, and then contact trace everybody that you've been in contact with, like going as far as like looking in your cell phones and stuff.
We're just going to have to get used to this mindset of this stuff is going to it's going to happen in college football. Already has happened in college football. This already happened. This is this group of kids coming in. They already did it. Athletes, young adults, has already happened. Basketball have it contained, but they're in their quote unquote bubble. This is just going to happen. Football, it's going to happen. It's going to happen all over the place.
Well, that's why, you know, medical experts were saying at the time, like, hey, the bubble is the way to do it. If you're going to do it in the United States right now, is because you can control outside contact. And that's really what it comes down to, is, you know, those micro contacts you have on a daily basis, you don't really think that much about. You know, even as much as just walking past somebody or going and picking up food or whatever it may be, you know, it's those interactions that are day to day today. And, you know, that's why the bubble, making sure everybody that goes in is a negative test before, you know, anything happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.